I felt a lurching vertigo, and I took a step back from the glass. "You'll just have to find an angle," I said shakily. Clarissa stared at me. "You're bereaved, Sarah. You're not thinking straight. You're not ready to be back at work yet." "You want my job? Is that it, Clar?" She reddened. "You didn't say that," she said. I sat down on the edge of the desk and massaged my temples with my thumbs. "No, I didn't. God, I'm so sorry. Anyway, maybe you should have my job. I'm losing the plot, I really am. I don't see the point in it anymore." Clarissa sighed. "I don't want your job, Sarah." She waved her long nails in the direction of the editorial floor. "They're still hungry for it, Sarah. Maybe you should move on and let one of them have the job." "Do you think they really deserve it?" "Did we deserve it at their age?"
"I don't know, Clarissa. All I remember is how badly I wanted it. Didn't it seem so thrilling back then? I thought I could take on the world, I really did. Make real-life issues sexy. Be challenging, remember? The bloody name of our magazine, Clar. Remember why we chose it? Nixie, for heaven's sake. We were going to bring them in with sex and then immerse them in the issues. We weren't going to let anyone teach us how to run a magazine. We were going to teach them, remember? Whatever happened to us wanting that?"
"What happened to wanting, Sarah, was getting a few of the things we wanted."
I smiled and sat down at my desk. I scrolled through the mocked-up pages on Clarissa's screen. "These are actually pretty good," I said. "Of course they're good, darling. I've been doing the exact same story every single month for 10 years. Cosmetic surgery and sex toys I can do with my eyes closed." I leaned back in the chair and closed my eyes. Clarissa put her hand on my shoulder.
"But seriously, Sarah?"
"Hmm?"
"Please, just give yourself a day to think about it, will you? The refugee piece, I mean. You're in a state at the moment with everything that's happened. Why don't you take tomorrow off, just to make sure you're sure? And if you are sure, then of course I'll make it happen for you. But if you're not sure, then let's not throw away our careers over it right now. Okay, darling?"